Gedila Migdal. And the whole city is only made from Gedil, meaning to say the whole thing was thrown around. There was no other, nothing left over. So not that the whole thing was made out of chilas, that's not the gate to us. The gate was, he saw a city, that the whole city were twirled all the way down to the end. Shabbat Rav says, Yoyi Gleam, listen, the guy has a very nice begid, but lo Yoyi Tchilti, not Makai Mitzah Sittis. Because Rav holds, you have to have both. Some part of it has to be twirled, and some part of it has to be the loose strings. Rabba Bar Bachon Amano, Yoyi Gleam of Yoyi Tchilti, it was nice the begid of Chilas, and the Sittis is also Makai. That's what Rabba Bar Bachon holds. But Mike, this is what the Makai is over here. Rabba Bar Bachon is Sovar, Ksiv, the Pesach says, Gedil, or Ksiv Pesil. Gedil is mashman has to be twirled around. Pesil is mashman, the strings have to be hanging. So he holds, Oy Gedil like Pesil. The whole thing can be, if you want, either Pesil, the whole thing is hanging, or the whole thing twirled around, either way is kosher. However, the Rav Sov, Rav holds no. Leon Lob Pesil be that you have to have some strings hanging down. But you have to have both. You have to have Pesil, and you have to have the Gedil. So the Gemara v'hi gedilim the binyan hu diyasa. That's what the pasuk says. Gedil is covered. Teach you how many you have to have. But about the ikaris, you have to have still. You have to have some strings hanging down. How do we know what gedil teaches? That's like this. Gedil is shnayim, two strings. Gedilim arbo is four strings. I say gedil means make gedil of faslayim mitaychay. He's out of these four strings. Fold them over, becomes down to eight strings. That's how we know how many strings you have to have. The kids of the Yitzkirs, you have to have still. There has to be some hanging down. You cannot have those things twirled around. So that's our mini gravada that we always have both. We have first one third of it is the gedil is twirled around, and then two thirds of it is hanging down. But about that, you have to have both. You have to have some hanging and some twirled around. Now, Peslayo Mitoch, Rashi says it means that the string that you use to twirl it around with, like the shamish, that's part of the cheshbon that we had the Gemara before. You don't have to have a separate string to tie around with, but the string you make the twirling around with, that's also called part of the cheshbon. That's called the Peslayo Mitoch. The string you use to make the gedil, that's called part of the minyan. The Omar Shmuel Mishmei the Levi. Chut Tzemer, Poker Mishal Tishtin. If you have a flax begin, you're allowed to put tzitzis, even the loven, you're allowed to put that tzemer, even though you're making clients, still it's mutter. And the hezbri is because since lechit, you have to have tchelos anyway. And tchelos has to be from wool, but since there's a hefet to make tzitz client there, who then you're allowed to put even the loven from tzemer also. But you burn will have a question like this, what's going to be shal pishtim, ma'al shiyiftim, shal tzemer? Let's say you have a woolen begin. Are you allowed to put now loven from pishtim? Maybe no, but as far as like this, tzemer b'shal pishtim, you know what, if you have a flax begin, you're allowed to put wool, who departed the chiva, the tchelis p'tura, since you have to put tchelis in, and tchelis has to be made from wool, so therefore since there's going to be a climb anyway, so love and only part, you're allowed to put love and also inside the pishtim, because you have a head of climb. Ah, well, pishtim b'tzemer, when you have a begin made out of tzemer, maybe there's no head to put flax inside that begin lie. Because let's say the tchelis is made from wool. So it's possible to get away and only have wool and no fish to mold. You don't have to have klayim. Maybe there's no heter to make klayim. But then maybe no. Kivud is still, since the pasuk says, Loi sil mosh shatnis, several fish to miyachot. They're not to make klayim together. But rather the deal of pasuk, the pasuk right away says, let him make tzitzis, which him with darshan. Here's the heter of vessel de chalosha say, we'll let him have klayim and tzitzis. So maybe Loishin or Semu Pishtim, Loishin or Pishtim Semu, we'll make enough committee which way you do it. Whichever way you want, maybe Klein and Tzitzis, again like a Sutra. You're allowed to have Klein in Tzitzis. That's the Shiloh. The first of my comedy of the Yom Arach, Vomar Rav Yehuda. Chute Tzemet, like a Pishtim, Mishal Pishtim, you're allowed to, yes. You're allowed to have woolen strings in a bag of a Pishtim. That's Chita, because the Tzemet has to be from wool. Therefore you have a Heter of the Chi anyway. But the other way, Michel Pishtin, point to Michel Tzemer. And he says clearly, yes, that Pishtin also partners the Michel Tzemer. Now, Chutei Tzemer or Pishtin, please do another locha. Our company will see clearly, he holds yes, that you have this Migul like, that since there's a head of Klai in the Tzitzis, you will even allow to put Pishtin into wool. Now he says, Chutei Tzemer or Pishtin, point to Michel Mokim. strings of wool or flax topped with any type of a beged, any place. Even in a silk beged. Even though the prophet says, min kanaf, which is mashman atitza should be from the same material the beged is, but that's only if you're using silk or cotton. But when we want to use titzis made from flax or from semer, from wool, they partner with any beged. But I'll call upon him, you see, that Rav Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the beged made out of silk or cotton is mechuyav for titzis. His Sodei Gemara says, Upligei, to Rav Nachman, the Yagam Rav Nachman, Yagam Rav Nachman, Hashiroyin, Pturim in atzitzis, he has known a silk beged is part of min atzitzis. He knows only, if we'll soon see why, only a beged made out of flax or wool is mechuyav for titzis midiraisa, but not other material. Eisei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Shetur Rav Nachman, says the Braisa, Hashiroyin, that silk, that cloth, that srikim, other type of material, Kulam Chayav Mitzitzis, the Rav Mechuyav Mitzitzis, you see, not like Rav Nachman, where's the Midrabanan? Rav Nachman admits that a call for the Midrabanan, Rav Mechuyav Mitzitzis. But the Mahayaki, if so, Eim Seifam, the Kulam Semra Pishnah Poitrim Behem, that any type of material, if you use Semra Pishnah, if you use Tzitzis, made to have a Midrabanan from wool and flax together, to the kind of mitzvah. Nash, even though the Tzitzis is crying, so the why? He yamid bishleim and midirais to that a woolen, that a cotton, or silk beged that's mechuyav for tzitzis midirais, haidu the mishtar and buklad, that's what I'm allowed to put, flax and wool for tzitzis. Eli yamid talking about the rabbonin, heichim mishtar and buklad, how are you allowed to put wool and flax for tzitzis? Smash is true, in such a case where the beged is made out of cotton, but according to Rav Nachman, yoni mechuyav for tzitzis midirabonin, Eva said like this, Oit semer pishtim, the tzitzis can be either from semer or from pishtim, but about them not together. The other man, according to Rav Nachman, katan beged is only mechuyav midrabbanan, not midiraisa. So the big shal, how we pass the halacha. Well, that's what Mr. Brewer said, there's a hiddur to wear badafka woolen beged, because with a woolen beged, in the kind of the mitzvah midiraisa, according to all shittas. We have yoni wear a katan beged, according to Rav Nachman, yoni in the kind of the mitzvah midrabbanan, it's not a mitzvah midiraisa. But on the sheet of Sodom, we hold not a Gonach, we hold not a Rabbi Yehuda, that all the God, the Mamukhiv and Titus, even the Derisa. Most often, I'm going to start with this for us. The Tani Sefer says in the Sefer, Hein Bemidon Poitrin. Shlai Bemidon, Hein Poitrin. That these things, these the God, Bemidon, it's part. It means if you have a silk, or you have a cotton dagger, if the Titus is made from the same thing, it's good. But if you have a cotton dagger to wear silk, Titus is no good. Siyam Bishlaim the Rabbanan Hang the Mr. Benita Skuda Kobanam Sol Min Patis. Hell Yam with Yuraisa, the Hurat Sama Pishimu the Potter. If Yolas Mukhuyim in the Raisa, how many there is, all Titus has to be made from Samuel Pishtin. So verse says no, Ibishim of this, the question, Leo has no question. Kid the Rava. The Rava Rav has a question like this. See, one person says, Haknaf, we dash him in Knaf, that the Titus has to be made from the same material the beggar is. But it's Sid, there's another person that says, Samuel Pishtin. That the tzitzis could be from flax or from wool. Or case it has to come out of two psukim. Semru pishtim b'itim b'minim b'shaviminim. If you have tzitzis made from flax or from wool, no matter what type of material the beged is made from, it tatis. Like we have, if you have a cotton beged, the tzitzis is still made from wool, it's okay. But b'minim b'shaviminim. But shaviminim, if you want to use cotton tzitzis or silk tzitzis, they need the potrim. It only helps if the beged is made from that material. But shleim b'midin, if you want to use katan tzitzis on a silk beged, ain't potrim, it doesn't potter. So therefore, it would be a proof. Now the Gemara says, for Rav Nachman, what's that Rav Nachman though? To the Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel. Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel. Here the name of begodim at Erastam. It says a lot of places, begodim. Like here by tzitzis, it says, you make the tzitzis on begodim. I can't say b'dayim. Or par mechah kosim b'yechom. And by parshas begoyim, the Torah says clearly, Hilchas Negoyim on a Begin, there it says clearly, Semro Pishtim. And what's called the Begin by Negoyim? Only Semro Pishtim. His out called Semro Pishtim. Wherever the Torah says Begodim Sam, it always means only a Begin means from either Begin, either from Semer or from Pishtim. Therefore, Nachman holds which Begin is Mechuyav and Tzitzis, only either wool or a flower or flax one. But not cotton or other material. Over Rabbi, Yabai says, you should know, there's a spirit in the Rebbe Shmuel itself. The term of the Rebbe Shmuel, Begid. True, it says the word Begid by the Goyim. But they only yell a Begid, Semer. Maybe you're going to take a Begid made from wool. Minayin the rabbi send the gemala either from other type of wool, come off a camel, it's not real wool. Send around of him, or else from rabbits, or else noita shalizim, goat hair, or else baklach, or else rikin, fiyashiroin, even silk. How do we know these begadim also are tilchus a goyim? Tamalayim oi deget. Even the Rabbi Shmuel also holds that oi deget is a riboy, that all types of begadim are called begadim, lambda after semra pishtim. Therefore, Mada by Titus also the din should be. Any type of material you have a beggar from, silk, mechuyev and tzitzis, even cotton, even silk. So then the lachas are again. If you make the tzitzis from the same material, it's okay. But from different material, it would not part with that beggar. Only tzemer or pishtim, that part is bein beminon, mei shlo beminon. All right. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side of this tape. So wait till the tape goes to the end of the tape, then turn over. On the other side, we'll start the next daf.